O, kaj pa to poslušaš?
O, ej, ma ne vem, dobila si neko plato, ki je avtomatično v moji smarti, če zdaj čekiram, kaj sploh je to.
Ja, šit, sem slišal za to sceno. Ja.
Ma ja, dele, nek model je nabavil ta nov Rolandov hibrid Jared in se odločil, da bo sam s tem naredil plato. V bistvu, niti ni tako slabo, kot oni Irci pred časom.
Ja, ti si bilo pa dost grozo, ne, fak. Ampak dej, a mi lahko daš to ta novo plato tega modela z Rolandom?
Ma ja, lahko, ja, ampak, a imaš jabuk?
Ne, nimam.
A fak, ne, pa ti pa ne morem, ker me lahko še zatrejo. No, ampak sej, ba, ja gremo del zdaj na turnaja s to mašino, prije tudi nam.
O, basla, kira sva štareca, šitaj.
Jep. Vsak delovni dan v tednu, 5 minut čez 9 jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
Pozdravljeni še v današnji svaštarnici na Radiu Študent. V tem tednu je šel album Pass the Bless ustvarjen v sodelovanju domačega dua Darla Smoking in dunajske založbe Well Gedacht. Album je večinoma nastal med rezidenco izvajalcev iz kroga založbe Well Gedacht v Lajrevi hiši v Kranju, zajema pa mnogo inštrumentalno in elektronsko glasbo z besedili repanimi v turškem, arabskem in perzijskem jeziku. O albumu smo ta teden že slišali v oddaji 100 decibelov, v kateri sta Brks kot član Darle Smoking in iranski rapper Naji govorila o svoji izkušnji ob ustvarjanju te plošče. Včeraj pa smo se po telefonu slišali še z dunajsko stranjo sodelovanja z Levijem in Stormtrap Asflofom iz kroga založbe Well Gedacht. Najprej smo govorili z Levnijem, vprašali smo ga, kako se je spoznal z Brksom oziroma posledično tudi zasedbo Darla Smoking.
Brks, I mean Jaka, I got to know him in Vienna. Like, he was here with his duo project, with Vitya Bajalorski, BBs, they were playing here a concert, and after them I was playing there with my band, like the friendly guitar trio. Yeah, at the concert we met. We were saying each other like, oh yeah, how nice we played, and we should also do stuff together and so on. And later from that moment on, we also did a small tour in Slovenia. We played in Vienna and so on. Yeah, that's how I got to know Briggs.
Povedal nam je tudi, kako se je razvila ideja o sodelovanju.
Like after the tours and the concerts we did at the first place, it was more like improvisation and noise stuff. And by the time we got to know each other better, so we got to know other projects from ourselves. So we said also let's for a change, let's do something in the beat scene, in the hip hop scene, in the club scene, some stuff too. And then yeah, he started with the band Darla Smoking with his duo, and I had my own stuff going on here. So yeah, we did kind of, that's how we got, I don't know, come to this collab. Then they end up inviting us to this residency in Kran. So yeah.
Želeli smo izvedeti tudi še kaj več o procesu snemanja albuma.
The most of the instrumentals, the recordings we did at Kran as we were in the residency, as we were together there, but especially the lyrics, the rap tracks, they were recorded in our hometowns. As far as I know, Asfe was during that time also in Vienna, he recorded the vocals here. Ali Ethnic Punch, he was in Germany, I guess. Yeah, the rap tracks, they were made mostly then later. But almost, as far as I can remember correctly, all the instrumentals, all the synths, we did them mostly in Kran during the residency.
Leon je torej soustanovitelj založbe Well Gedacht, ki predstavlja umetnike vključene na albumu Pass the Bless. Prosili smo ga, naj nam zaupa še nekaj misli o založbi ter o tem, kaj jih veže kot kolektiv.
We are three people, Well Gedacht, and we are based in Vienna. It's basically like me, then Eran, aka Colonel Blip, and Denis, aka Slot Palace. And it actually started as a concert series here in Vienna, in a bar called Transporter back then, which doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, we were doing their monthly concerts, mostly free impro and noise stuff. And then we were DJing Keep Up. And we did it for almost 6 years. And later then we took a pause and we got to be more active as a label. And the last 3 years, I guess starting from 2015, actually, we start to do releases then. And it can be anything from, to be honest, to be from improvisation, noise, to hip-hop instrumentals, or with rap, or electronic music. It can be anything from the scene here, or anywhere, actually. And yeah, we are now more active as a label. We don't do the concerts anymore. I mean, not regularly, at least.
Govorili pa smo tudi s Stormtrapa Sifehom, glasbenikom, reperjem in producentom. Povedal nam je, kako je bilo sodelovanje na plošči Pass the Bless videti z njegovega zornega kota.
I remember that I was taking part in this experimental festival in Vienna, where Jaka was in as well. And there we just met briefly. We didn't talk or anything. We just like met really quickly. And basically, Arat stayed in touch with Jaka, and he was like the kind of bridge between us. And he suggested to me that he spoke with Jaka, and they were planning to do this residency in Slovenia, and we're thinking about doing a project that combines the different styles we do: dub, experimental, rap. And I was really excited about this, and yeah, that's kind of how it started. And then we went to the residency at Dvosikl in Cannes, and we jammed there in the beginning, just trying to like get a feel of what everyone does, kind of, and. Yeah, the tracks started coming out kind of by themselves. We got along really well. There was a really strong chemistry between us musically, and we managed to finish a lot of material in a very short time. And afterwards, we did a few shows. And after we finished our residency and came back to Vienna, we continued working on our tracks and started polishing everything and preparing these tracks to be released, and yeah, that's pretty much how it went down.
Album je bil delno posnet v Kranju, kasneje pa so glasbeniki v domačih mestih posneli še vokale. Asifeh nam je povedal še, kako je tak proces vplival na muziko, ki jo slišimo na končnem izdelku.
Some of the tracks changed a lot, and some of them almost didn't change at all. For example, there's one of the tracks, it's a freestyle track, the last track of the album, and that one is pretty much a live recording. It's a jam that we had at the residency, at the space we were practicing in, and we recorded this jam exactly how it happened, and Aras then did some final touches to the sound, but basically the arrangement and the content is exactly what we did in Slovenia. And there are other tracks which changed a lot. For example, the first track of the album Damar, which I produced with Darla Smoking. That one, we recorded the material for it in Slovenia, but it did not have any arrangement or anything. So it's kind of like a remix. When I came to Vienna, I took the material, I took Jaka's drums sample and Nats's synth sample, and I kind of remixed all that to come out with the final track. Yeah.
Asifeh, kot tudi ostali sodelujoči, piše besedila v svojem maternem jeziku. Zaupal nam je, kako razmišlja o tem vidiku svojega dela.
I think like for me, I mean, I started writing in English when I started rapping. That was like a long time ago when I was really young, because that was the only rap I heard at the time. I just knew rap in English, so I used to do it in English in the beginning. But eventually I decided to switch to my mother tongue, Arabic, because one, I express myself much better this way. So it feels more natural, it feels more organic. And I enjoy rapping in Arabic more. I just think that it sounds, for me, it sounds better or more powerful, kind of, especially for the things I want to express. So it's more of a natural choice for me. But I also think it's... I mean, you can also look at it in another way, that it's also a way to kind of like preserve language and culture that you feel like is being kind of discriminated against. And, you know, it's kind of like holding on to an identity that you feel like you're being made to feel ashamed of, or you're feeling, you're feeling that sometimes this identity, culture, language is trying to get erased, you know, and so in a way it's kind of like holding on to that and representing that.
Za današnjo svaštarnico smo govorili z Leonijem in Stormtrap Asifehom, članoma Dunajske založbe kolektiva Velgedacht, ki je ta teden v sodelovanju z domačim duom Darla Smoking ponudil album Pass the Bless. V nadaljevanju današnje svaštarnice pa nas čaka le še, tokrat standardno nekoliko daljše, vikend koncertne zapovedi.
Scream and shout, we're not going out, we are not going out.
Če se torej sprašujete, kaj se ta konec tedna kaj dogaja, bo odgovor na kratko, ja kar velik. Na Metelkovo v Channel Zero danes prihaja legenda italijanskega tehna Kaiser. Na Rapetku bosta tokrat prvič v Gala Hali nastopila Get in Mrik. Štirko pa bo danes pretresla slovaška drum and bass producentka in DJ-ka Changing Faces. Velenska mešanica noisa in post-hardcora Nakajima bo nocoj nastopila v mariborskem Gustafu. Grški indie rockeri Cryptic Commands bodo v postonskem mladinskem centru nastopili z domačimi inštrumentalnimi metalci Soul Ocean Ocean. V mladinskem centru Zagorje pa se bo odvil rap koncert, v sklopu katerega nam bodo večera popestrili Zinedine Osmanović, Trči Sprat in Mirko Grozni. V mladinskih centrih izven centra bo torej danes kar pestro. Jutri bo v klubu K4 večer Trap Bangerjev, Trility in Krom, posebni gost večera pa bo Ledeni. Vsaj malo trap bo jutri tudi v mariborskem jazz klubu Sačmo z Ojgen oziroma Mitom in Young Fireflyem ob drugi izvedbi Panike. Domači Mart bodo igrali v klubu Baza v Ajdovščini v družbi z avstrijskimi Dives, ki so včeraj nastopile tudi v kinu Šiška. Ameriško-slovenski kombo The Frictions bo v soboto rokov in rolov v Hangar baru v Izoli, lanski klubski maratonci Apri Museum pa bodo nastopili na Live Saturday Night v Mladinskem centru Brežice. Fani metalske glasbe pa se lahko jutri odpravite na Growling Strike v KMKC kompleks v Ravne na Koroškem ali pa v Ormož v Unterhund na večer z bendi Železo Beton, Kaos in Bezdan. Za konec pa moramo omeniti še ponovni Ortofest, v sklopu katerega bodo v nedeljo nastopili Rambo Amadeus in Five Winnetous. Tokratno svaštarnico je pripravil vajenec Erik.
Svaštarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.